Planning and preparation are both key to a successful farming operation, but also a successful garden and looking forward to the 2017 production season. Hi, I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources, and you're currently tuning in to the Extension Service Update. This week we're going to take a look at the Roots to Riches Conference and what activities we'll have planned for March 3rd and March 4th, but also preparations for your garden for this year. Now on Friday, March 3rd, the Roots to Riches Conference will kick off, and it's a new conference dedicated to those farmers that have been in the business a while, but also to those that are interested in agriculture in general. We'll take a look at what the Governor's Office of Ag Policy has to offer in regards to programming and how activities here at the county level have impacted farmers and how we're working very diligently to support new ag operations. In addition to that, we'll have some sessions on financial capital management and issues that are included with that, and how USDA programming and young farmer loans can help you get started on your farm. In addition to that, we'll also take a look at beginning wineries and distilleries. That's been a major issue and question here at the Extension Service and other entities across the area. And so we're going to provide you with some key comments from local individuals that have started businesses in that area. Now, after we move away from that, we'll move on to Saturday, March 4th, where we'll get into the meat and bones of the discussion, legislative interest of farmers and the resources and how they're important in order to create an effective business model. And that'll be provided by Kim Simons, Professor of Business Administration here at the local community college. After we're done with that, we'll also touch base on certain topics like the ripple effects of labeling your products and getting those products to the shelf, but also learning how to farm in its entirety. And sometimes all you need to know are the people that can help you accomplish these goals. If you'd like more information on the Roots to Riches Conference, feel free to contact both Economic Development here in Hopkins County, but also the Extension Service here in Hopkins County at 270-821-3650, or you can Google the Hopkins County Extension Service, and a quick link and information is available online as well. Now, also this week, we have information regarding preparing your garden for the 2017 year. Now, before you begin, every aspiring gardener should follow 7 steps to have a successful gardening season, and they include the following. First off, you need to plan your garden on paper before you begin. Now, I know that sounds very elementary, but it can be very effective and allow you to practice integrated pest management strategies and also have enough space for the vegetables and other products that you would like to raise. In addition to planting the garden, you need to select a good gardening site. That is, always in full sun for at least 8 hours each day, relatively level, definitely needs to be well drained, close to a water source, and needs to dry quickly from the morning dew. Each of these 5 categories in selecting a site will allow you to alleviate a lot of the problems that many face, especially during a wet year like 2016. After you've selected the site and you've planned your garden, you need to prepare the soil properly. That includes conducting a soil test, which materials for that operation can be obtained here at the Extension Service. And then after you've soil tested, we will write you a recommendation based on what your soil has shown and what the plants you're going to grow might need. And we'll let you fertilizer and lime accordingly to the UK test and research results that we have on file for you here. After you've planned and conducted the soil test, you need to also make sure that you can grow a garden that is easy to maintain. Beginning gardeners often overplant and then fail because they cannot keep up with the tasks required and the amount of work also included in a large size garden. Weeds and pests must be managed, water applied when needed, and harvesting done on time to ensure proper and effective harvest methods, but also good product. Now lastly, you'll grow the vegetables that will produce the maximum amount of food in the space provided, plant the correct season for the crop, and you'll want to choose varieties that are recommended for Kentucky, and then harvest the vegetables at the proper stage of maturity. Now, I know those are 7 steps that seem somewhat daunting, but at the end of the day, and at the end of the growing season, you can look back on 2017 as one of your most productive and best gardening seasons yet. Now, if you have any questions about this week's topics, feel free to contact your local Extension Service.